I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Dr. Carol Boggess of Mars Hill University and Dr. Dan Pierce of UNC Asheville about this weekend's 42nd Annual Appalachian Studies Association Conference, which is taking place at UNC Asheville.
So when the program committee got together, we thought, okay, why would people want to come to this conference? What are they looking for? And everybody agreed at the same time, they want to come to Asheville. We didn't try to explain why they wanted to come to Asheville, but we just kind of knew that. That was intuitive. So then we started talking about how is Asheville Appalachian and how is it not? How is it different? How is it the same? And so as our discussion went along, it was kind of like, well, Asheville is different, but it also has some really strong roots with this culture and definitely with the environment, the mountains. I mean, that's what people know about Asheville. It's a beautiful place, and you can see the mountains, and they don't always know how that works, but they know they're here, okay? So we decided to make our theme Appalachia as a whole and then Asheville as the focus. So it is, we put it together and we came up with Appalachiaville, which is the Asheville within Appalachia. And then we picked out the points of the theme that we wanted to kind of hold over the conference, and that is engage, meaning how the communities and the culture engage with other people, how they engage or not with the country as a whole, that sort of thing. Sustain the values and sustain the place, the environment, and innovate. And we really put innovate in because we feel like that Asheville is distinctive in that way. I mean, that doesn't mean we're the only innovators, but I think innovation in Asheville is really interesting to people. So that kind of gave us the theme. And all of the programs that the program committee has created sort of fit that theme in one way or another. But that's not all that's going to happen at the conference. It is basically an academic and a community conference where you invite the members to submit their research or their projects or panels, discussions, and so forth. So they submit, just like with any conference, and their submissions are peer-reviewed, and certain ones are chosen, put together. So that is really the essence of the conference, not just the theme. So the theme is there, but it's not, everything doesn't relate to the theme.
Part of it is how you define culture. And I think there is a tendency when we talk about Appalachia to kind of look at a fixed point and say, okay, this is Appalachian culture. And I think, and of course, you know, people came here, you know, or came to Madison County, you know, to discover some long lost culture that was kind of somehow preserved in amber and lived unchanged. And that was never the case. And so Appalachian culture has always been an evolving thing. And I think Asheville represents that. And it's also something that has been the product of a variety of influences. When you really look at Appalachian culture, you realize that it is not just, there's kind of that image of the Scots-Irish culture being kind of plopped down here and again preserved in some way and remaining unchanged. But actually when it comes, that is a powerful influence, but then it's shaped by the Cherokee, it's shaped by African Americans, it's shaped by Germans, it's shaped by all kinds of things. And that's an ongoing thing, and I think Asheville represents that. There are a lot of people, I think part of the problematic thing of Asheville is that there are people in Asheville that kind of wanted to divorce ourselves from Appalachia, and I think part of what excites me about this is that I think it's important to really embrace that. And I kind of give my own personal history growing up in Asheville. I was encouraged in many ways, including one of my brothers did, to basically, I grew up in West Asheville, which was probably the most Appalachian part of Asheville, and to give up my West Asheville friends and to kind of when I crossed the river and went to Asheville High, you know, to give that up. And so I kind of ran from those kind of roots for a long time, you know. But then at a certain point, you know, I recognized the value in that and started to embrace that. But at the same time, again, I'm a product of both. You know, I'm a product of that older culture, but also of an Asheville that has always evolved and always innovated in many ways. And again, the innovation component of the thing, I think, is an important thing, because one of the, of course, big issues in Appalachia now, not in this part of Appalachia, but in particularly the central part of Appalachia, is what's a post-coal Appalachia going to look like? And I think some a lot of people are looking to Asheville and saying, okay, here's a place that has dealt not with that issue, but with a lot of other issues related to the region and its history and its problems, you know, and it has found some creative ways to deal with that.